Miss Robin.
Yes.
Miss Robin.
Yes, honey.
The title of the show tonight is...
Yes.
There's a leak in this old building.
Yes, say it.
Miss Robin.
Yes.
The church folks would say something like, there's got to move.
She can sing too.
Miss Robin. Yes. LaShawn Pace.
Okay.
From the Pace Sisters.
From the Pace.
Rest in peace, honey. Queen.
Yes.
Let's go. I hate that on you, right? We just gotta be in that time. We 100% legit. Check us out.
Check us out.
We got a lot going on over here. You
over here.
You wanna ride? Jump into the bag.
Let's go.
Miss Tia, Miss Rama.
This
is Carl Richard, teacher, cop, and thug. We drop a lot of great jewels over here. We just trying to make it. Hey, D's World. Thank you so much for donating to the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Listen, you guys. We about to put this city
on. Tuscaloosa.
I know that's what you really want.
Is that what you want?
Well, my darling,
hey.
Your mug ain't showing
your
it.
Face.
Stop being a hater. Just do the boast and boast it.
Yeah.
We got nothing but love for you, baby. Hey, we got nothing but love for you, baby.
No hating.
And no hating. Yes, it's Robin.
I mean, we don't have the energy.
It'll mess with your immune system.
Yeah, it would. You always say that.
Hating. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place.
Yes.
Hating will tear down your immune system, Miss Robin.
And then you wonder why you're feeling bad.
Okay, I'm all over the place.
Yes.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome to the preacher, the teacher, the cop, and the thug.
Yes.
I am Miss Tia, and she is Miss Robin.
I am.
We got a great show tonight.
Yeah.
First of all, before you come in, I want to go and tell you this is an opinion-based show.
Yeah.
I said it. I'm saying it again because now I'm recording.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an opinion-based show. Just me and Miss Robin having a conversation with you guys who are the community, right?
Yeah.
I'm upset tonight.
Yeah.
So I was trying to tell my cousin girl she can't come tonight.
Bring her.
No, Miss Robin.
Bring her. Because I need to see her.
She makes me mad. But I'm upset tonight. But hopefully the conversation we have tonight will ease all the tension out of the air.
Yeah. It's some folks gonna still be mad.
Listen, our motto over here is we want to make you laugh, we want to make you think, and while you're doing it, we're hoping that you change. Listen, you can't come tonight with your sensitivity.
No.
Because some of the topics is going to be very racy.
Right.
Racy. It's going to be to the edge. It's going to be to the moment.
Yeah.
But we're having conversations that people are that they're scared to have. But
right.
We got to have them.
We got to.
I think we was here before with conversations like this.
Yes.
So, man, we want your opinion. Look in the queue. We have a phone number because at the end of the show, we want you to call in because I would love to hear your opinion audio-wise. I want to hear your voice. Sometimes when you hear people's voice, you can tell how they feel. So I want to hear your voice. So I can hear your opinion about the topics. The phone number is?
It's 205-771-0954.
You said that so good, Miss Ryan.
I do. Hey, and guess what? This is something that we have to have, this conversation. We have to have it. We have to have it.
Listen, you guys, Miss Robin.
Yes.
The title of the show, Leak in This Old Building by LaShawn Pace.
Yes. And guess what? If you don't know what it is, go download some gospel. Come on.
Tell them, Robin. She died recently, a couple of weeks ago. Gospel legend.
Yes.
And if you know anything about LaShawn Pace, she is a legend in the gospel world. And rest in peace, you know,
rest
one of a kind.
Sister.
You know, talent don't come like that nowadays. It's very rare. But I do believe... some new people being raised up. But anyway, rest in peace, Queen. We wanted to show our homage to you tonight.
I love.
So the Braxtons, Tracy Braxton.
Yes, rest
she passed
peace.
Away.
Yes,
so yes. My heart goes out to that family. Okay, Miss Robin.
Yes.
How was your week, darling?
My week was good. I feel great.
Listen, go over to the Instagram under the Preacher Teacher Cop and Thug. Yes. Hey, Lady Liv. Yes. Lady Liv is in the house.
She's in the building.
Go over to the Instagram.
Yes.
Hey, Migo, go over to the Instagram. We did a pre-live where we had
and Cash. And take candy.
Where we had Cash Alone.
Yes.
We gonna do this right tonight.
Hey.
Well, we had Cash Low, where we had Miss Robin and Lady Liv commenting on the young ladies about, you know, just really taking care of their self and their children. So, man, go over to the Instagram. You will really see that. You're going to like that. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know. Miss Robin,
yes.
How was your week?
My week was good. Times two. It was great. Guess what? The devil thought he had us, me and my mama. But guess what? The devil is a liar. I'm feeling great today, honey.
Miss Robin, do you want to share about your blessing or no?
No. I just want to let you know that I'm blessed. He's in the blessing business, and I take everything he gives me.
Well, you know, Miss Robin, yes. I think it's only right that you tell people how the Most High bless you, because let me tell you why. You got to give God his credit. Because, you know, when he do stuff, you got to tell folks he did it. Tell folks he did stuff.
Since she pulling my leg.
Because, you know, we got to give him credit.
She pulling my leg. I'm going to just go on set. Y'all remember when I had said that
Come on.
That, guess what? I was homeless, honey. But I wasn't homeless because I was living with my family members. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have a place of my own. But guess what?
Wait me, Rob.
I got the key.
Come on.
To my new place.
Come on.
God is just so good. See, guess what? When you let go something that you love, and guess what? I did. I ain't trying to talk about nobody else. I'm talking about me. And guess what I said? I can't tell y'all about my Robin. I'll wait to do that later on. But get what? He in the blessing business. That's all I'm saying.
You got your keys to your house.
I got my keys.
D's World said God is good.
Yeah.
Thank you, D's World. Man, shout out to D's World. She donated to the podcast.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're trying to reach our goal to get this
Mac computer. Yes.
Thank you, D's World, for your contribute. D's World, thank you to Kaius.
Yes.
Kaius also
thank you,
donated a contributor. Thank you so much. We love you guys so much. If you want to donate, you don't have to.
Right.
That ain't what we're doing. Because I really don't want to do it, period. But D's World said, quit playing. We want to help you with what you're trying to do.
Right.
So the Cash App is $PTCTO3. If you want to, if you don't worry about it. Come on, we finna have a good show tonight.
We're gonna have a good show.
That's what this is about. We having a good show tonight. Miss Robin.
Yes.
I wanted to come to you with you guys tonight. I wanted to talk about my study this week. Because I wanted to let you guys know, Miss Robin, where I was in the moment, you know, preparing the show, right? Because,
yes.
I call you and be like, this is it. We got it.
Look,
we got it.
Pray about it.
So this week, I was studying. Listen, y'all know I got to go here. This is the Preacher Teacher Capital. You're going to get some of this food tonight. Hey, Pauline.
Hey.
Thank you, darling. In my study, Miss Robin, I was reading, I think it was in, hold up, let me tell y'all, because I want y'all to go to Mark 6:30-44, but it was talking about how when Jesus had went into this town, this is when Jesus was here.
Right.
Jesus. He went into this town, and if anybody know about the travel around that time, he was going into many places, but you know, because the world was toe up, the cities was toe up, but anyway, he went into this town, and he said, he had pity on this place.
Ooh.
And that key word, pity, kind of reached, I said it, that would have awful say, it reached out to me, and it made me think, because, you know, he had pity on me all the time.
I've been needing his pity all the time on me.
But, you know, that cussing girl be coming up, so I be like, I need your pity, Lord. But anyway, pity, reached, you know, the pity, he said, I had pity on this town, because when he went into this town, y'all, the ideology was so upside down.
Audiology, the mindset,
the structure, the people, the way people was doing things, it had turned upside down. The way people was thinking, their hearts, everything was so crazy. Even now today, y'all, right is wrong and wrong is right. Good is bad and bad is good. We just all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, the women is men and men. You know, it's just everything going on. And some of the topics tonight is kind of going around what's going on, like that town. But anyway, it talked about how he was speaking to the people. He was healing. He was transforming people's mind. Miss Robin, just like it. What you doing?
He wasn't doing that.
And he had to come in and he was changing the mind. He was freeing the people because it was such a mess. And as we go through today, we in that same place. So my thing, what I'm trying to say is, make sure you keep your relationship with God, because he could come in and change your mind, change your life.
Yeah.
It may look like it's bad, but he will come in and he will turn it around.
Yeah.
Don't you sleep on it. And I want to piggyback off this. He went into another town and it was saying how the people was telling him to leave. Right?
They didn't want to be saved.
Girl, you would think if I heard this man was freeing the capture.
Now come over here. I want to stay.
Miss Robin, they were healing the blind. He was healing the lame. And these people were saying, leave. We don't want you to come over here, because they were so comfortable. You know, I don't know about y'all, but when I was smoking dope, I loved it. I wouldn't have stopped smoking dope if it weren't for Jesus, Miss Robin. Girl, I love to smoke me some weed.
Oh, when I learned better.
Oh, absolutely. He was like, Tia, I need you free right now.
Yeah.
I need you free because I'm trying to do something with you.
Yeah.
So thank you that I took that moment, that look, now I'm here describing what I'm learning and how I'm studying, and I'm hoping that it'll help you to get a better connection. Listen, I ain't perfect. Don't follow me to the Mexican restaurant because I might just have me a margarita. But I'm just saying how he will come in and he will turn any situation that you may deem as bad, and he will help you through it. So don't give up. Call on him. He's real and he's there.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay. Now I'm about to make the people in the city mad. Miss Robin, first up on the docket. If anybody like me, everybody know the YMCA.
The Black Y.
Oh, that's what it called me around.
We call it the Black Y.
It was called the Black Y.
Right.
Okay, if anybody know, like me, in Tuscaloosa, west side of town, Benjamin Barnes YMCA was everything to us.
It was.
Miss Robin, lately I saw in the news that they may be moving the YMCA to another location.
They moving it.
They moved it to another location. Now listen, I'm going to set this up for you guys before we go too far in our imagination, even in our minds. I'm going to set this up before you get too far in your opinion.
Because I'm jumping.
Miss Robin, I don't know if you remember this, but about 3 years ago, they was talking about how the Y was in this place where they was losing funds. And maybe it was finna be bankrupt. They were finna take it away. But the city stepped in. I was about to say safe. But the city stepped in. I said it and called itself purchasing it. Everybody was excited because we thought it was probably was a good idea. But Miss Robin, I think it was a bad deal. I think it was a bad deal that the city purchased such a monumental place.
Mm-hmm.
It was a historical place.
Yes.
For the people on the west side and of color.
Yes.
Miss Robin, I read the article. And the article talked about how in 1961, these people in this community took money out their own pocket to purchase.
So what?
To purchase.
Okay. Out their own pocket. They even donated and picked up money.
No.
Out their own pocket.
Well, you know, it was a fundraiser. amongst themselves.
Okay, come on.
So even that, you guys, hit me. And if anybody know about the why, the black why.
On the west side.
Miss Robin, I danced a lot up in the why.
You did?
Ooh, Miss Robin. Miss Robin, when I was coming up, we had teen dances. See, now the children don't have anywhere to go.
Right.
At least we did have teen parties to keep us occupied for a moment.
Right.
But now the children have nowhere. But anyway, the Y was that place for us.
Okay.
We danced out. We would come from the Greek show, and the after party would be at the YMCA.
Hmm.
The YMCA really was a lot of things to a lot of people.
It was.
The next generation,
it was.
The kids was able to go in and play basketball, baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something to see, Miss Robin, when you pass by the street here. What is that? Dinah Washington? When you pass by the street, you saw the kids playing basketball. I don't know about y'all, but my mom used to always tell me, if you don't talk to the flower, it will die.
Right. You got to talk to
it. You got to.
When you water it,
right.
Hey, you so beautiful.
You got to give it some.
You better say it.
So I feel like taking away the historic, the moment, the thriving of the community, we already in a shamble.
Yeah.
If we don't have no view to look at what children are playing and they're thriving, like, it's like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Miss Robbie, you know, yeah. I can go because I got something to say. What do you think about the move? Listen, you guys, I want you guys to call in because I want to hear your opinions on the situation. But Miss Robbie,
yes.
What do you think about the moving of the Y?
Okay, listen to me, y'all. In the black community, where we grew up at. Now, we used to go to the NYSP program up at Stillman College. Why is everywhere that we went as black kids, like, we can't do nothing for our children, because guess what? They ran out of funds, or the program didn't work. Yeah. Now y'all done moved all the way down here to the black Y on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
What, we know the YMCA on the black, on the west side, we went to Six Flags. That's our first time with Miss Stevenson.
We did go to Six Flags.
From Hayes Court, Miss Stevenson. They raised enough money to help the unfortunate kids live in Robinson Gunn, Hayes Court. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it hurts me because guess what? I ain't got nothing to tell my grandchildren. My children already didn't go because they broke that down. But y'all too much worried about these kids with some guns. But guess what? Y'all taking everything away from them. So what else they gonna do?
Mm.
Y'all taking the black wine, then y'all moving all the way down here to the Hughes Center. How they gonna get there? Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
And guess what? One more thing. This is the thing about the black Y. We used to go out there and watch them kids play baseball all the time. Even if we didn't have no children in baseball, we still went out there and watched them kids. We can't even go watch them. What baseball field? They got a baseball field down there at the Hughes Center, but it's all way in the back.
It's out of sight, out of mind.
On the black Y, this where they play baseball, you can park your car at the apartments over there and just look at the kids play. Like, y'all taking everything away from us. And guess what? It's our black people that's in these positions that's taking it. Because guess what? You got to stand up and be like, nah, we ain't gonna take that away. And I'm saying it. It's the black people that's in these positions.
Miss Robin.
Just taking all this stuff away.
Miss Robin.
Y'all ain't even from over here on this side of town, and y'all want to say what's best for us.
Ms.
Y'all
Robin,
don't know what's best for us.
Wait a minute, Miss Robin. Is she getting triggered? Now, we got to live on this side of town. Now, him.
And guess what? And then y'all taking everything away from us.
Miss Robin.
And everything away from our children.
Miss Robin.
You feel what I'm saying? And then y'all want to move it down to somewhere else. That place is a place that, why y'all taking it away? And it's too late, because I looked at the city council, because you go down there every Tuesday or whatever. I looked at it. And guess what? It was a lot of people stand up and said, this is the reason why you shouldn't take it. Y'all people didn't even give them people a chance. Y'all had already made it up in y'all mind that y'all was going to move that Y. And guess what? Y'all should have went to the community. And we are the community. My sister danced up in that Y. And y'all going to take it.
Are you okay?
Please.
Okay, just come back. Because, you know, we got a lot of the story that we want to tell these people here.
Yeah, but guess what? Ooh. If everybody
want
to give
up all the time. Wait a minute. Because see, this is why I wanted to set it up for you. So you wouldn't go so far.
Woo!
With your opinion. It's already done. It ain't no way that whatever we saying, wait a minute, listen to what I'm saying. Whatever we saying really don't mean anything.
No, because they already voted.
Wait a minute. They already bought it, and it's into play.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to come on tonight because I wanted the community to, I wanted to hear you guys thought about it and what you, you know, what your feeling is about it. And I wanted to talk about it, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. Listen to this. I wanted to read this. This is from District 2, and I think her name is Raven. Raven.
First, you live in the community.
This got to be a good night tonight.
Okay, come on.
This got to be a good night tonight. Okay, listen to this, you guys. Y'all know Rob, but she triggered. Listen to this. This is something that I found in the paper that Raven said. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen. Listen. You got to be quiet because they ain't looking. They ain't looking. We finna talk about them. Hold on. Wait a minute. Listen, she said, we're talking about stopping a process that is worth millions of dollars.
Is it coming out your pocket?
Wait a minute, Rob. Robin,
come on.
I got to get through this, Robin.
Come on.
She said, that is going to add value to our community. She said, it's something that's going to be a great change for the mindset and the attitudes of the youth in our community. She said, to give them a nice, fresh, clean, updated facility. What am I talking about? She's talking about moving the Barnes YMCA.
The Black Y.
Wait a minute, Miss Robin.
Come on, I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Damn it.
I ain't gonna say nothing else.
Because I'm trying to set it up so these folks can help.
Okay, come on.
But she's talking about moving. I'll let you get her in 1 minute. Just hold on. I'll let you get in 1 minute. But she's talking about moving it to the McDonough Hughes Center. Anyway, she said, it's a great change for the mindset and the attitudes of the youth in our community to give them a nice, fresh, clean, updated facility. She said to go on to participate in sports and recreation. She said if we don't make this decision today, we could possibly lose the money. We might just lose the project. Her and Cassius Lanier, Miss Robin, was besides the two votes who voted for yes. The two votes who voted yes was, I think, Pastor Matthew, Pastor Matthew, you guys, and hold on, Norman Crow. They was the two who voted for to keep it there, hoping that we can keep it there. But this is what it said, and this really got me, Ms. Robin. Listen to what the news reporter wrote. She said, Raven and Cassius, who are both Black, decided to move it. My thing was, why would she make that Pacific?
Do they live over here?
Wait a minute, Rob. To me, I felt like she was calling them out as being the culprit.
Yes.
Of the decision making. But anyway, let's go back. She said, if we don't make a decision today, we could possibly lose the money for the project, you guys. Cassius Lanier said this, you guys. We talking about him. Don't tell him. Cassius Lanier said this.
Tell him.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. He said, I'm advocating for people who are not here. It talked about how he lost someone in a gun shooting a couple of years ago. But I wanted to say this. He's advocating for the people who's not here, but what about the people who sacrifice to use their hard-earned money to even put that facility there? Because at that time in 1961, I don't believe that the Black people could go to this considered white Y. I'm just telling y'all, this is how I say it.
Right.
So the Black community got to a place where they wanted to build their own so them and their children could go in. So not only Cassius, I felt like he kind of missed that part of it. I don't think he was thinking of the monumental, the historic part of it, the vibrations of it. Yes.
Because your kids can go over there. That don't mean my kids can go over there.
Wait a minute, Mirami. They don't care about it. But I felt like he missed the point that it was historic. Like these people gave their hard-earned money to build this place. So, like I said, the project is already into fruition, but I was just coming tonight to say our concerns. Like, that was a place, it was sentimental to this area.
Yes.
These words said, why is it so important to erase the history? Exactly.
Yes.
And I wanted to bring that to the platform tonight. It was history. It's history even for this area.
Right.
I understand Raven was saying something about how she wanted it fresh. What was her word? She wanted fresh, clean, and updated. But Raven, children just want to play.
They just want to play. And guess what? It was more than just a why. Churches, people that didn't have churches, they used to have sermons in the YMCA. You feel what I'm saying?
Children just want to play. Plus, when you relocate the building that's in the middle of the community where it was easy access from their homes and the area where they stayed, now they have to travel all the way to the other end of the avenue, which could be very hard. Become walking, you're walking, children are walking. I don't think they really paid attention to the children traveling. Now the atmosphere and the times have changed. So a lot of kids have to deal with bullying. So now you're dealing with kids who's walking from one end of the avenue to another end, and they trying to escape guns. They're trying to escape bullying. They even trying to escape the ability to walk. And a lot of parents now is getting so dangerous, you don't even want to trust your children too far. So I believe with the why being in that specific place, it was an access, an easy access to the different homes where people could stay. So I think it was a bad decision for Walt.
Yes.
For Walt Meadow.
The people.
Yeah. To not look at that in that way. I don't think he was paying attention to that. And I wanted to bring that out again because guess what? A lot of our people don't have basketball goals in their yards because a lot of our kids are in the projects or in homes where those things are not accessible. So I don't think the plan was thought through enough that they didn't really recognize the accessibility around moving the building. No tea, no shade, but the Hughes Center to me already don't like you in they building.
Right.
The Hughes Center is not friendly. I said
never have.
They're not friendly. So imagine our children going there. Like really? So I don't think it was, you know, they was thinking about that situation. I think a lot of these people who are making decision do not even stay in the area.
No.
So you have to be careful not being in the area and making those kind of decisions because you're missing the moment. These were said again, they didn't think about the older people that is in the neighborhood like Fairview. Exactly. I think the Y could have benefited a lot more in that place being rebuilt. It could have been a place where the older people could have came to have a moment just to get out the house.
Right.
I think a lot more could have been done in that facility if you just would have rebuilt it there.
Yes.
But I think a lot of regentrification is going on
right
under our nose. And I hate to say it, but a lot of us is used to see this play through. I'm just giving my opinion. It's not law. It's just what I think.
Right.
Think about the children before you make drastic movements, because a lot of people is going to suffer from you not,
especially the kids,
you not speaking to your flower in the morning.
Right.
Okay, Miss Robin.
Right.
Don't get triggered.
Not get
just
triggered.
Just talk.
But just
in a way where
another thing that we can talk about with the YMCA, just like the
make sure y'all call in.
The apartments that was over there. The older people used to sit on their porches and watch those kids play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now you're taking everything away
from
the community that we live in.
Yes.
Who are you talking to? Because we are the community. So who are you asking these questions? There's a lot of people that can't come down there Tuesday and express their opinions of whatever.
Yeah.
But we vote you in.
Yeah.
We vote all of y'all people in.
Yeah.
And y'all do nothing but lie and act like you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And then time you get where you want to get, then you just forget about the people to express how they feel. You feel what I'm saying? And that's my only concern. Like, I would have never voted against the Y. Because guess what? My grandchildren, I'm looking for my grandchildren to cheer. Because I got three girls for the cheer down there in the Y. Let me just sit out there in the parking lot so I can see them cheer.
The Y was everything.
Right.
Who in the queue? Y'all remember going to the after parties at the worldwide for the teen dances. Back in those days, we had STEM in college. What was the STEM in college program?
The NYSP.
Kids don't even have that anymore.
Because they took it
I think
away.
That's a lot of the problem. Raven, Cassius, Matthew, and to Walt, and to a lot of more people. Kip Tyner.
Really, Kip?
Who are on that thing.
On the board.
On the board. We had a lot to do during our time. So some of those funds could have been put into those programs.
Correct. Like, what are we donating money to? What are we donating to? For you to go and move this, to move that down all the way, 20 miles down?
Well, Ms. Rodman, like I said, it's done, you guys, but I would love to hear your opinion. We're going to move on because I don't want to trigger Miss Robin anymore, but I wanted to bring it to the platform because I want you guys to express your opinion on how you feel about it. You said a key thing. Everybody can't get to those places to talk to these people. But listen, y'all take this into consideration when voting time comes. How many people come and sit on your porch after you vote them in?
Right.
You better think
None
about
of
that.
Them.
Think about that. Okay, let's move on. Make sure you call in. The number's in the queue. If you want to call in now, that's fine. I'll do it. Or you want to wait till the end of the show, that's great. I would do that too. But listen, next up on the list, Ketanji Brown. Now listen, this is so important to the community because Ketanji Brown would be considered she's a Supreme Court nominee. Mm-hmm. She's the first African-American woman, Ms. Robin, that will sit on the Supreme Court
Congratulations,
seat.
Sister.
to sit on the Supreme Court seat. And I don't know about you guys, but I kind of paid attention to this closely because I wanted to understand. And you know, we don't really never really understand, but I trust the Holy Spirit to help me with a lot of this stuff. But I heard a lot of the cases and a lot of people was trying to say she wasn't strong enough, and a lot of people from the other party, which is the Republican Party, they felt like she wasn't ready, she wasn't strong enough. A lot of people from the Democratic Party and your president said she is the woman for this seat, Ms. Robin. Ketanji Brown. Ms. Robin,
yes.
I looked into it. A lot of people was pulling out her flaws. They was pulling out everything to try to deter the community and the people to look at her in a different light. Yes, she had a lot of flaws. Yes. We all do. Don't follow me home. But when you looked at a lot of her things, yes, some of the stuff was sketchy. But to me, she showed imperfection, which is a great thing. Sometimes you got to show people that you ain't just perfect. I think one of the issues was people were trying to say she was perfect. Yeah. But I think they missed the point when they were showing her flaws. They missed that. That was her not being perfect. She had a lot of cases that was real cranky. They was trying to say that she was an activist. They was trying to point her to be a mad black woman.
Right,
you know
right.
what I learned about media and people in this world? I said it. When you're a black woman with an opinion, guess what they say about you, Ms. Robin?
They
say you're an activist. They say you're rude. They say you're just a mess, Ms. Robin.
It's a lie. I'm just passionate about something.
With
my nose wide.
No, we just women with an opinion.
Yes.
They try to say you are radical. That's the word they like to use. Radical.
Yeah.
But Ketanji Brown, I don't think she could be no worse than the rest of them up there.
Right.
Thank God.
We want to see what you're
Thank
gonna
God.
Do, sister. We just want to see what you're gonna do.
So I hope she get it. We wanted to talk about that.
Yes.
And man, if you in the community, look into some of that stuff because these are people who are determining your fate.
Yes.
These are people who sitting at the highest court who's judging
and writing law and writing laws.
Writing laws. Thank you, Miss Robin. Keynotes.
Yeah.
Writing laws.
Writing
a
laws.
Lot of people don't realize that. You follow your entertainers, but they ain't writing no laws. So be careful.
Be careful.
Be careful. I told you. On your jacket, you need to have G-O-D. Nothing else. But let's move on. Because I don't want to trigger them.
Right.
Okay, Miss Robin. Leah Thompson. Listen, I told you the topics. It's going to be very sketchy tonight. Lady Di said she's going to give them a big fight. Very opinionated. She be on point and don't think exactly, Lady Di. Kudos to Ms. Brown. All right, let's move on. Leah Thompson, Miss Robin. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know her, but Miss Robin, she's a transgender woman. I said it. Listen to this. She went in rank number one, Miss Robin, in the women's swimming.
Right.
Miss Robin, mm-hmm. a lot of people in the world is mad right now. Yeah. They're upset.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, Robin. Let me settle that for you. I'm finna give you Leah, Robin. So, Miss Robin, everybody is upset with Leah. They felt like she shouldn't have been in this league because she are a transgender. Right. Ms. Robin, what do you think?
Okay. Now, she was William Thomas, okay? She ranked 462 in this league that we're talking about.
Men.
In this men league as a man. And this is my thing. We're not homophobic or anything like that. But my thing is this, and I have nothing against
what is homophobic?
I think it just sounded good.
Oh, okay.
But we have nothing against the transgender women. But my thing is this. Y'all want to... It's so crazy now in this time. It's so scary. You can't even say what you want to say. Because guess what? You might get banned or somebody might X you out. And this is just my opinion. You feel what I'm saying? How do you feel like you're going to not be a man no more and then you're going to go be a woman and then you're going to rank one? I just don't think that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair to all of the other women that's been trying to rank number one.
Yeah.
And you ranked it 462 when you was a man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on now.
I'm with you, Robin.
And I'm not talking bad about her, you know, about him, her, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this, what y'all want us to say? We can't have an opinion?
Right, Miss Robin. And you know what? The society, like I told you before, that pity that God felt because society had got so off balance, so turned around that you don't know which right and which left and what's up and back. But Miss Robin, I'm with you. And I feel like a lot of people from this community is the LGBT community, they would have to stand up to say what's right or wrong. I feel like this is the point where they can stand up and show.
Y'all ain't the only one got no opinion, though.
But I
can have an opinion.
You can have an opinion.
I'm a straight up woman.
You can have an opinion. Listen to this, Miss Robin. And I liked about this, the reason why I felt like the LGBT people would have to stand up and talk about this, Caitlyn Jenner. Everybody know Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
He's a transgender woman as well. Mm-hmm. He stood up on Fox and he was like, it's wrong.
Yes.
He said, Leah Strive, his arms, his motion is all different from a woman. He would win up every time because his body is built different because of the way his body built. He would win every time. His stride is longer. His arms is longer. So he even stood up being a transgender man.
Right.
He stood up and he said, it's wrong. You should not be in this sport. And a lot of people from that community was mad at him for even just speaking up for what was right.
Right. And
yeah, for what
thing.
Was right.
That's the thing. That's just in life anyway.
Yeah.
If you're not doing what these people want you to do and say what these folks want to say, you're going to be an outcast just like they say about women that has an opinion about things.
Yeah.
Or she is. What the word?
You an activist.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just passionate about my words.
Oh, this one. You radical.
Radical?
Mm-hmm.
Just passionate.
That's right. So we wanted to bring that to the top. We wanted to bring that to the platform tonight because that's in our community. And a lot of people are scared to touch those conversations because they don't want to offend or get on the wrong side of history. Man, bump that. Right is right.
This is
why I be telling you folks, quit hanging with people. You might don't need to be neither now nor neither. You better be with G-O-D. G-O-D on my jacket.
And it's on my shirt.
G-O-D on my jacket. So I ain't hanging with nobody. I hang in the wave of right.
Right.
I'm hanging in the wave of right. And I think a lot of people need to get that way at the end of the day. Don't fool yourself.
Right.
Okay, let's move on.
And I don't care what you say about me. Because I got my mind made up. This is who I am and this is my opinion. And I just feel like he should have been with the men. He shouldn't have been with the woman.
He should have been with the men. He should have been with the men.
But guess what? You couldn't do it as a man, so you went and said, well, I'm going to do this and beat the women.
But that's why I said the LGBT going to have to stand up and say what's right or wrong. It just is what it is.
It is what it is.
Right or wrong. Let's move on. Let's move on, you guys. Yeah. Marvin Povich, Tanya.
Yes.
Marvin Povich, a self-talk title show. Y'all know him. I'm talk show.
DNA man.
He coming to an end, Miss Robin.
Yeah, okay.
His show is finally coming
to an end. Go retire. Go get on you a beach or something.
You know, Marvin was the man who said, you are not the father.
You are not the father.
he's going to be mad. Because a lot of folks want to follow.
I know it. And, they look just like him.
I got 10 baby daddies and ain't right. Nobody to follow. We got to get
But guess together. What he said? Hey, you know, we'll find out who he is. If you know somebody else's name, we'll find out who they is.
Man, listen, y'all. Make sure y'all get ready to call in. It's going to be great. I really want to hear what you guys have to say. Yes. Listen to this. Let's get to the next topic. Ms. Robin, it's official. Scientists discovered a second Earth. They think liquid water could exist. They discovered a second Earth. And quiet as a kept, they said they been knew it was all kind of
Well, place. Can we go?
Ms. Robin, let me tell you.
Oh, we ain't got no money.
Ms. Robin, let me tell you something about God. Y'all ain't going there another place fucking up the church's money. Y'all ain't going now, not a place. Fucking up right here. I said it.
I guess I'm fine right here.
Then. And he let you go nowhere else.
Cause I'm saving my money. You ain't finna get no down payment. That's my money.
You destructive. He let you go nowhere else in town. You gonna stay right here.
Right.
That way he said.
Yeah.
That way he said. Okay, let me go. Miss Robin,
yes.
Listen to this. This is crazy. I wanted to bring this to the black, but I want y'all to listen to this. Several people at an Ohio juvenile detention center hospitalized after fentanyl speeded through the air vents. Miss Robin, when I heard of that story, I thought that was crazy. What do you think about it?
Okay.
Fentanyl.
Okay, now y'all know that they got this program for these kids out here that's disturbed, that's troubled. How can we trust y'all with our children and y'all to let some fentanyl get up in some vents and then it did something to these juveniles? How did the fentanyl get them? But guess what? Y'all want to control our minds so much, send your children here if they beg. Get what I'm going to do? I'm going to pray. I ain't going to do them a pray on.
But listen to me, y'all.
And
see, this is something that y'all need
I'm going to kill y'all children. Bring your children down. Y'all don't want to deal with them? Okay, I got some weapons.
No, Rob,
we gonna fit. We gonna fit. I don't mean kill, I mean hurt.
You gonna get us put up off here tonight?
I mean hurt. Y'all don't want to deal with your children? Okay, I'm finna show y'all what to do with them. Put the fentanyl in the air vent. Let's hospitalize.
Ms. Robin, they said inmates began collapsing in the investigation. They said they looked on the camera and they saw people just falling out. And that's when they realized fentanyl was you know, being released.
How did it get there?
Being released through the vents. I don't know, but listen to me, mothers and fathers. I said it. Listen to me right now. Get your children. When you leave them in other people's hands, I can't promise you that they care like that. So this is the time to reel your children in. This is the time to be the best father you can be. This is the time to be the best mother you can be because the enemy
I don't want to deal with them. Send them on down there in that program. Send them on down there in that program.
Y'all.
And then get what? They putting fentanyl in the vents, y'all. Y'all my little children at home, pray on them.
Yeah. Okay, next topic. Y'all think about that because that's real. It's real. Listen to this, you guys. Miami Beach, you guys. Listen, Ms. Robin. Miami Beach implemented curfew. They said no more spring break. They said we didn't ask for spring break and we don't want it.
If you're in Alabama, don't come.
Miami said, don't bring your black self down there. And they was specific about this, y'all.
They was specific. Yes,
they said your blacks come down there act a fool.
Yes, they did. And see, that's why I be so strong on that. I'm not racist. I love my black people and I love my black self. You feel what I'm saying? These folks don't want you down there, don't go. Because they're going to mess around and put some fentanyl in the vents that you're staying in them hotels. You better stay home.
Man, won't y'all just go down there and swim and just have... Bye. Bye. I ain't got time. Something you don't need have time for. Listen to this, y'all. This is so good, you guys. Jay Prince, you guys. Listen. Jay Prince called out the Grammys for canceling Kanye. Says the second other artists like Nicki Minaj, Drake, Kanye should put their own concert on the night of the Grammys. So, Ms. Robin.
Well, what station? What station are we as black folks? The color me? They ain't finna let you on that. So what station y'all gonna go on?
Man, right, wait a minute. He, the Robin. Jay Prince said because of the mistreatment of Kanye West, They felt like all the artists should mend together and say no Grammy.
All that money y'all got. They ain't even finna let y'all buy now station.
Well,
y'all gonna rent one?
Well, I don't think he, went that far with his thinking. But even if social media, they can even shut them down there, because once again, that's a platform we don't own. So, we got to really think about this. But I like the idea, because I don't feel like Kanye.
That's all we got is ideas.
I don't feel like Kanye should get canceled because, he going through some personal things. I think he can man up and get itself together before it's time. But the Grammys was kind of scared, and they was like, we don't want them here. Listen to this, you guys. And speaking of that, Will Smith. And I know Will Smith was in the news for being to the point where he walked up on stage. Wait a minute, Robin. He walked up on stage. Robin is going. He walked up on stage, and he slapped the host at the Oscar, which is Chris Rock. Mm-hmm. A lot of people is going too far with it. They feel like it's real. Right. Me, myself, it's not real. Ms. Robin feel like it's real. Ms. Robin, why do you think it's real?
This is real. I don't know if it's real or not, but get away. If my husband sit around there and let somebody talk about me, he better slap the mess out of him too.
Ms. Robin, that's why y'all better stay at home, spring breakers. You and your hubby, y'all spring breakers, y'all stay at home.
You ain't gonna be talking about my wife. You ain't gonna be talking about my hubby. You ain't gonna be talking about my wife. If he sit around and let somebody talk about me and tell me I got alopecia too. But get what? I'm just gonna pull her hair in front of her.
You know what's so crazy?
I haven't even got myself up to shave my whole head.
You know what's so crazy? We in the moment of metaverse. We in the moment of things that we see is not real. And everybody is losing their mind. Come on, you guys. Will Smith is a guy of coof. He would not lose himself to,
don't talk about my wife no more. Don't talk about my wife no more.
That's why they want your blacks to stay at home for spring break. Because you don't know how to act. And Will, Miko said, I call BS. The Oscars had a hand in this. Exactly, Miko. Pauline said, darn, they got caught in the moving U-Haul. And I'm okay. Yeah. The Oscars is, I think they was in on it. I think it went with the moment. Will was one of the biggest winner of the night. Mm-hmm. And I believe he used his acting skills. And you guys was convinced.
Well, I did want to say, alopecia is something that women suffer from all the time. Like, this is not a disease that Jada just got by herself. You understand? Now, but my thing is this. It's a time and a place to be in comedy. And what you're not gonna do is talk about my wife in front of all these people. Now, you could have talked about her on the backstage. That would have been fine. But see, that's what you're not gonna do. And if my husband's sitting around and let somebody talk about me, and then I got a little ball right here, you better slap somebody.
That's why they told them spring breakers to stay at home. Stay right on at home, spring breakers. Y'all stay at home. Man, I hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Man, call in right now. The number is 1-205-771-0954. I would love to hear you guys comment on some of the topics. Let me know what you want to say. Come on. We got a couple of minutes before we leave. I would love to hear you guys comment. Ms. Robin, what was your favorite title? Once again, the number is 1-205-771-0954. Call in.